Afternoon, Chairman. Stephen Mayne. Just a preliminary follow-up to the ASA question. Now, where's the head office going to be?
In Melbourne.
In the Oxiana offices or in the Cinefex offices?
Well, it's proposed that neither office can accommodate both, so it's proposed to move to a new suite of offices.
Right, and how big is the headcount in both offices? So you said there's not many synergies, but is there, what, a couple of hundred in both head offices?
Well, Andrew, I'm going to ask you to deal with this.
There's roughly 120 in Cinefex and about 160 in Oxiana.
Okay. Now, I was actually going to get up today and speak against the rebranding on the basis that the Oxiana brand name is terrific. Although I must say, I do like the name. Oz Minerals is a good choice, the O from Oxiana and the Z from Cinefex, and seeing as you've done it and you've announced it, I guess it's all too late to speak against it. But it is a good name, I like it, and how much will the rebranding cost the shareholders? So what is the difference? How much more are we paying as opposed to if we had stuck with Oxiana?
I don't have the number in front of me, but it's a very low number. We went out to tender on it to make sure we got a very cost-effective approach to it, and also to make sure that the flow on is not only the name that's available, it's usable, captures the history of the companies, very important, but it also projects it forward, and then the colours, which colours to go with, very important part of our total branding, so it was a very low number.
And it reflects the fact that it is a merger.
Yes, I appreciate that. Just a quick follow-up to the first speaker today about board size. I do find it ironic, Chairman, that we've had some discussions around WA News where you've been vehement that four is the maximum and you wouldn't allow anyone else onto the board. You said, no way, we can't have more than four. Yet, putting on a different hat over here, you're very happy to go to 11 just like that. And at the start of the meeting, we had explanations how we're losing Stuart Howe, and you've announced a couple of departures, the CFO's going, yet we have left it empty with the board. We haven't actually announced any retirements and rollovers, and now 11 is going to be too high. I think 9 would be a more sensible number. So you've done a few retirements at executive level. You've contradicted yourself on your position on WA News. And I'd like to politely put the comment to you, Chairman, that as you are the busiest man in corporate Australia, as you sit on 5 public company boards, including 3 chairs, you're also on the Nyrstar board, you're also on the Fern Grove Winery board, you're also chair of the old Western Power, so at the moment you're dealing with a massive power crisis in WA, you're trying to fend off Kerry Stokes, you're doing this merger here, can I just politely suggest to you that you are too overcommitted, and that if we are going to have to downsize, that I think you'd be a reasonable candidate in that regard.
Can I give somebody else a chance now?
Jim, just following up, I think maybe $100 cash at the door for all of us as we leave would be appropriate extra compensation. I've been to 300 AGMs, and I too was ringing up on the way in trying to find out where this meeting was, whether it was over the road with Eddie Maguire or whether it was in here and there was no map. And I'd rung up last week because I wasn't going to be able to make it today to ask if there was going to be a webcast like most big companies do now, and was told no, you weren't. So can I simply send a message for July 18? Can you please webcast the meeting so that those shareholders who can't make it can actually fully appreciate what happens. And I guess I'd just like to make a final comment, sort of a farewell to the old Pasminco Cinefex. I mean, Pasminco was spat out of North and Rio in the early 90s, sort of the assets they didn't want, the smelters, which have now finished up in Nyrstar, then went broke, finally, in 2001 with a terrible hedging. I understand the CEO and the CFO weren't talking at the time. There was terrible internal politics. It then rose from the ashes, and the zinc price went from $900 to $4,500. And with the zinc price now back below $1,900, we're all wishing that you were hedging when it was back at $4,500. So crazy hedging sent us broke, and then a lack of hedging has seen the stock tank from $21 to today's $8.70. So I was curious in the video to see Andrew Michelmore talking about 2 plus 2 equals 5, when a lot of us are looking at $21 to $8.70 and saying, why didn't you take over Oxiana and diversify the risks back when the zinc price was way up then? It's not your fault, Andrew, you weren't here. But to the rest of the directors, it does seem that we're not merging at the strongest point in the cycle for us, given that the zinc price has tanked away like it has. And I'd simply finally say that Australia doesn't have nearly enough successful Australian-owned, Australian-based and run mining companies. So it's terrific that we have got a third diversified major, over 10 billion, or was over 10 billion a few weeks ago, now down to 9 billion, but only listed here. So I simply wish you the very best of luck in executing well and prosecuting the case of a growing, diversified Australian mining house. Thank you.